Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I'm a floor supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, I was trying to check on a charge on my account for $59 and some change, and I didn't know what it was for.
Okay, and it's $59?
And some change. I forgot what the change was.
Oh, okay, and she wasn't able to find an account for you. So let's see what we can find out. Okay, did she check? Let's start from the beginning and just see what happens. Let me get it pulled up for us. Okay, so the phone number 252-714-5740. Is that a good phone number to try?
Yes, correct.
Okay, let's try that number first. Okay, I found an account. Okay, your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Deborah Herring.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know why she didn't. I don't know what happened there, but I did find the account. Could you verify your address, please?
4505 Corey Road, Winterville, North Carolina, 28590.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'm pulling that up for us now. It's coming slowly but surely. Sorry about that. I was just getting to work this morning. I didn't have everything set up. Okay, here we go. It looks like it was a New Ease neck massager, which is great for achy necks and painful necks, for $5.74 for the shipping and handling of the neck massager. Were these dates back on April
26th? Wow, yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. And then, see, I'm seeing a charge of $72.97 is what I'm seeing for the free welcoming gift for our Consumer Gadget Club. And the Consumer Gadget Club would get you a $199 gift card each month to purchase a gadget for our shopping membership to our direct savings store. But I do see the account was canceled. And that someone wanted to return the product, and they explained to them there was no returns. It was a shipping warehouse only. But that's the only thing I'm seeing here is this charge for $72.97 for you.
Okay, well, on my checking account, there's a charge for $59, so I didn't know if there was some kind of membership or something that I didn't cancel.
And that this number was on the side of that charge?
Yes.
Because I don't see where we have a $59 charge. Let me try one other thing. What was the last four of that card number?
0039.
0039. And see, maybe if we can get a good account here. Okay. And let me look. And you said that was Deborah Herring. So let's see if any, and what was the date on that, ma'am? Do you remember?
Let me look.
Yes, ma'am. I just don't have an account coming up at all. So what I would do if I were you, I would contact the bank or the credit card company and let them know we tried to look for an account, but we can't find one, and you don't, and this number was on your account, and hopefully they can give you a good number for the charge, because we don't have anything more recent for you.
Okay. It was actually $59.95.
Yes, even see, I don't, and to be honest with you, I see our charges here are the $49.97, and the $54.97 are the only ones that we have in the 50. So I would definitely give them a call and let them know we weren't able to locate an account.
Okay. And it's got saved by Dacon.
Yes, even the way they coded on the statement is not the product name. I'm sorry. So I'm not sure what that is.
There's always some kind of scam is what worries me so bad.
Yes, ma'am. I totally get it. So, yes, ma'am, make sure you give them a call. and okay. let them know you need a good number, and they should be able to help you.
Okay. And that Nick.
It's canceled. Okay. Yes, and that would have been a monthly charge, but I do see where it was called and canceled in April also.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
And was it, so I finalized everything I needed to do for that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, well, so call my bank and try to find out where this charge is coming from.
Yes, ma'am, and see if they have a different number for that charge. Sometimes they do put the wrong numbers on there, but just check with them and see.
Okay, and I can call you all back if there's any
issue. Definitely. Yes, ma'am, or have them call us, whichever you want to do.
Okay, I so appreciate you so much, and it shows how legitimate your company is for someone to answer me on Sunday morning.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm glad I was here to answer you. Yes, ma'am. Well, I thank you so much for calling customer service, ma'am, and I hope you have a terrific day.
Okay, and the name of your company again is?
Oh, yes, ma'am. This was the one I'm finding is the New Ease Neck Massager.
Okay.
See, I represent about 400 companies.
Okay, New Ease. Okay, gotcha. I'm saying New Ease Neck Massager. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.